today on the SoloCast. Our big picture shift is about trusting other people. Our mindset hack is about prayer, I know. And our practice check-in is morning rituals. Let's do it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards, and we're here to claim our best life in the most efficient way possible. Yes, please. I'm all about pragmatically doing it efficiently. So, how are you today? Have you paused? Have you taken a breath? Have you set your intention for the day? You know what? I kind of haven't. So let's do it right now. I'm going to light us a little Palo Santo, and the smoke is just going to go right into the microphone and into your ears. That's weird, isn't it? But I don't know. It feels kind of right. Feels kind of right because the energy of it permeates what we do. And so I am a full believer that where we put that energy flows and goes. So here it is. Intention today is to up-level our lives. That is why we're here. We're getting better and better all the time. So thank you for showing up for you and for me. I'm thrilled to connect with you. And up top, I always like to ask for an Apple review. If you haven't reviewed the show, I would be immensely grateful for that. So please do and subscribe, follow, share it with a friend too if it calls to you. And sign up for my newsletter too, which is coming twice a week. Mondays we do Shine Bright and Stay Focused and just three little reminders that I'm thinking of, like literally like a sentence or two each, just something easy to read that'll get your head in the right space. And on Thursdays, we check in with whatever's happening with our interview that week. And I loved last week's interview so much. It's been a game changer for me and my sobriety. And so I'm just thrilled. If you missed that one with Amanda Kuda, who is a sober coach, about elective sobriety and what it can bring in your life, please check it out. This week, too, on the interview episode, we will be doing a Q&A with me. And my significant other, Justin Wren, will be acting as the interviewer, and I will be the interviewee. So I'm pretty excited about that. So let's get to today's episode to uplevel our lives. First things first, let's do a big picture shift. Our big shift this week is about trusting other people when they show up for us. So this came up for me this last week in a sexual situation. And I guess it was sort of sexual. It turned sexual. Anyway, Justin, I wanted something more. I was like, I'm not just like, you know, like, here, let's do it. You know, as women often, and really anybody, you need more. You need checking in like with how you're feeling. You need to feel valued. You need touch in other ways. And I kind of felt like that had been neglected lately. And I got mad. And so he made an effort. And he made an effort by giving me a massage, and it was so nice, and doing just things I like, because I love massages. I love having my feet massaged, my lower back, and everything. And so he did that for me, and for a long time. And sometimes I tend to get up in my head when anybody is doing something for me, especially if it's anything where I'm just being served. So I think there's like a worthiness aspect in there. I know there's a worthiness aspect in there. So can you think of a time when someone was doing something for you, like serving you, or maybe just doing something nice for you? Or maybe going down on you, maybe giving you a massage and really letting you feel good. How accepting of that are you? And I realized that a lot of times I get up in my head about it and I start thinking, oh, I'm sure they're bored and I'm sure they don't want to be doing this. And they're just doing it because they feel like they have to. Like all this bullshit goes on in my head. And finally, at one point during this, I started to think about when I serve someone and when I do something for someone. I'm not bored. I'm not doing it because I have to. I'm doing it because I choose to. I'm doing it because I want to. Because I like it. Because it feels good to do something nice for someone else or to make them feel good. To really tune in and show love. Right? So I thought, why am I doubting the other person's intentions? Especially someone that I'm in a relationship with. But really, it goes for anyone. So are you ever in that headspace? Because I am. And I thought, that is fundamentally insulting to that person to think that they aren't doing what they want to do. Like, it's insulting to someone to be like, oh, you're just doing that because you have to. Like, Is that connecting? To not think that they are of their own free will choosing what they want to do from a place of strength. Instead, they're just like doing it because they have to or feel like they have to please you. Nah, that's some people pleaser codependent mentality that's not healthy. And instead, we can give that other person a gift of truly accepting what they're giving us with a happy heart, knowing and trusting that they want to be there and knowing that they're being honest with us, that they really do want to be there, that they really do love it, that they really are showing up in the way that they want to. So this is a moment to just give that a shift. When it comes up for you, I'm going to say when, not if, because I think we have those moments in receiving. It's about receiving and truly feeling worthy, but going bigger than that and not just feeling worthy, but trusting that that person is showing up of their own free will and really truly wants to do whatever it is they're doing. And they are where they want to be, which is really beautiful because you do. So why wouldn't they? I hope that resonates with you because it does with me. And I think I've understood it before and I forget and I have to come back to it. I have to notice the times when I am doubting that in someone else. And it's not even about them. It's about us. It's about our trust and it's about our own worthiness. So let yourself trust. Let yourself trust that someone else is showing up the way they want to show up in the world. Don't insult them by thinking that they're not. That is a big picture shift.
I have been going to Saving Face here in Austin to their laser lounge to get FemTouch, which is a vaginal laser rejuvenation. I want to tell you about it, but I can't even tell you all the benefits. So I'm going to let Claire, the incredible laser technician for FemTouch, tell you a little bit about it. And stick around too, because I have a discount code for you.
I'm Claire Elise, and I work here at Saving Face, and we've got this amazing treatment called FemTouch. Childbirth, menopause, and aging leave traces on various aspects of our physiology. Over time, natural vaginal changes are to be expected. Change of appearance, vaginal discomfort, loss of sensation, and other problems. FemTouch helps to maintain happy, healthy youthfulness to the vagina. A quick 10-minute painless treatment here at Saving Face can increase lubrication, lessen incontinence, as well as so much more, even eradicate UTIs.
I mean, how awesome is that? So I just got my second FemTouch treatment. It took, seriously, about 4 minutes. I timed it. And it didn't hurt at all. There's a little bit of heat. That's it. And Claire is absolutely lovely and walks you through every step so you feel super, super comfortable. So this is a game changer. And if you're interested, check it out on savingfaceaustin.com. You can call and talk to Claire. You can talk to them about it. And you can also get a discount with my discount code, which is I love me. Be sure and use that. Check it out, you guys. It's FemTouch at Saving Face Austin.
All right, next. Our mindset hack this week. I started praying. So my story of prayer, I was raised religious, Methodist, and then I went kind of back and forth with Christianity over the years. I dipped out, really. I had a much broader view of God through college and coming out of that. I tried to become Catholic for my first husband, and boy, did that not stick. But I mean, I went through the whole thing. I converted and everything. And anyway, just didn't take, obviously. So anyway, I was still praying, though, at that point. And I did enjoy prayer. But I think I still had a very traditional view of it. Like, it was coming from a place of lack and almost sadness, almost like begging, almost asking, and not from a joyful place. So anyway, when my mom died in 2005, I just lost the urge to pray. I flat out cold quit. I didn't even quit consciously. I just stopped because I was just like, didn't even show up as something that was in my mind to do. And then one day I was like, wow, I don't pray anymore. And I thought, that's interesting, since her death. And so I really haven't been a prayer. I'm a meditator, obviously, in the last, you know, however many years, probably 8. And so I am connected in that way. And I've connected with God through, you know, psychedelic experience, breathwork experience, meditation, and just in my own way, nature, you name it. But I still wasn't praying. And now I'm in a 12-step program, which through AA and through Al-Anon. And the first three steps, I've been doing the first three steps, and they're all about God and surrendering to higher power, which I talk about a lot, surrendering to higher power, but I still wasn't praying. And so I suddenly, in the last 2 weeks, started praying. But I started praying in a totally different way. And it feels really, really good. So this is the mindset shift that I want to offer you. First of all, it doesn't matter who you pray to. Universe, higher power, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. Just something bigger than yourself, something outside yourself. Universal consciousness. Go for it. It's whatever permeates all things for you. And for me, God is literally everything. Listen to my show with East Forest if you haven't. If you want more perspective on God, is literally everything, which is a trip to think about. I also recommend Conversations with God if you haven't listened to that or read that. And so my God is, you know, invented humor. So, I mean, literally, when you say everything, everything. Like, God's funny. God's interesting. God's... If we can be it, then God's the next 500 levels of it, you know? So anyway, I found myself praying from a place of joy and asking in a really happy, fun way for anything and praying for everyone that I thought of. If anyone popped in my head, I was praying for them, like just the best for them, just so many good things for them. And I've started doing it when I look at social media. What we're putting out permeates everything. Like I was talking about energy in the very beginning, with the smoke going through the microphone. And that energy permeates everything we're doing. So that is really a powerful energy to put out from our heart and from our mind. Thoughts become things. This is like proven through quantum physics. Quantum particles, waves, all that. We can talk about that another time. Or refer to my episode on quantum mechanics and manifestation. Anyway, can you pray from a joyful place instead? Like, and I think when you do that, there's an inherent gratitude in there, just underlying it all. And so it's a surrender to that. And since I've been doing this, it was the day I got the massage. So it's been just a few days. I did it during the massage. And since I've been doing that, I am happy. like all the time. I mean, I was pretty happy before, but I'm happy just smiling. I mean, almost all the time. It is a trip. So that's your mindset hack. How do you feel about prayer? I have a little resistance just from my upbringing. Can you shift that mindset around prayer and just find a joyful chatter of raining blessings everywhere with God? And then when you meditate, you can just sit and be quiet and listen. If you want. Just an idea. So that's our mindset hack for the week. All right, let's dive into practice. Yes, I'm shifting these episodes to be a little more structured because those three things really speak to me. So practice-wise, practically, how's your morning ritual? My morning ritual, I wanted to tell you, and maybe it'll give you some ideas about your own morning ritual. Mine is not every single day. Mine is not hardcore by any means. Mine varies sometimes where little pieces of it get scattered throughout the day. It's more of a framework that I know is there. And if I really want to set myself up for a good day, that is what I do. And so here it is. So if you don't have a morning ritual, maybe it's a good idea to think through some things that you really like doing. And maybe this will give you some ideas. If you don't have my Extreme Self-Love PDF too, that could be a really good one. It's available for free on my website, or I think I have a link to it in my link tree as well. And so anyway, mine is here. I've got it written down. I write it down every day in my habit tracker, or my full focus planner, excuse me. And so these are not, like I said, I don't always achieve them, but I get up about an hour earlier than everybody else. So it's early. I try really, really hard not to hit snooze and fall back asleep, because when I do, I can tell I'm sleepier throughout the day. Something to pay attention to if you hit snooze. Like, cut it out a couple times and see how you feel throughout the day. It's weird. It's a really weird phenomenon. So, and Mel Robbins is on a kick lately on her social media about not hitting snooze. And I think she's right. So anyway, I don't hit snooze. I lay there for a few minutes, and now I've been like praying a little bit and just saying joyful things, or I just say, I love you. I love myself. Life loves me. I say that a few times, take some deep breaths, and then I get up and do my thing. You know, like I splash cold water on my face and you try to, you know, put some clothes on and whatever. So then I make some tea or whatever I want to drink, and then I have my little list and I do plan out my day. I take a look at my day. I take a look at what's ahead and what I need to get done. Make a list of that. And then my ritual is meditate, which really 12 minutes is oftentimes what I do. 12 minutes, and I do it with Hape. So I do have a Hape practice. If you're interested in that, check out my TikTok at The Magic Babe, because I've got some Hape on there. And so I do a Hape practice with my meditation, and often just listen to the sound of trickling water on Insight Timer. Reading. I try to read 10 pages a day in a book, an actual book. But, you know, audiobooks are good too. It's okay. So reading. I try to do a little breath work with my meditation, whatever that looks like. Even just tapping into my breath, that counts. I do some Reiki on myself, which I've talked about. I look in the mirror, I draw a card, I light some Palo Santo. Sorry, let me put that in order. I look in the mirror, I light some Palo Santo, cleanse my space, draw a card, draw three angel cards, and I say the following into the mirror. Just for today, I am at peace. Just for today, I will work easy. Just for today, I show appreciation and gratitude. Just for today, I'm kind to all living things, including myself. And then I say, I love you to myself. And sometimes I look like shit, and that's even better, because then you have to say it to yourself looking like shit. Then you know, you're like, oh, this pushes my limits a little bit. I don't look like this. And that mantra that I say is a modified Reiki mantra that I have changed around, because the Reiki mantra is like, just for today, I will not anger. And I don't like those negative words in there. So change it to just for today, I am at peace. So anyway, you can look that up. You can make up your own mantra, whatever. This is just all suggestions for you to check in with a morning ritual. Cold. I do some kind of cold if I'm in the shower today. I did 45 seconds, turning it all the way to cold and saying affirmations. So that's a little bit later. And I don't do that every single day, but I try. And I do use the Wim Hof app as well, which you have to pay for. So you can set your timer and do it like that. Totally fine. But the beauty of his app is that you slowly over several weeks, you can work your way up. So the first week is 5 days of 15 seconds. And the second week is 30 seconds. Third week is 45, then a minute. So you can slowly work up. It's nice. And there's other pretty good stuff on his app too. A lot of breath work, which is cool. I also have on my ritual some step work. So as I said, I'm doing 12 steps of AA and Al-Anon. So I have a sponsor now too. So I do check in with my step work too and just give that a little bit of thought. I write in a journal, which is very short, but getting out some kind of thoughts, whatever it is. Some days it's like maybe getting out something kind of negative. Some days it's writing positive. Some days it's an idea. Just write just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just get it out. I also write, I have a gratitude journal, and I write down 5 things that I'm thankful for. That literally takes 2 minutes. And, you know, it gets you in that gratitude headspace. So highly, highly recommended. Oprah does it. I mean, if it's good enough for Oprah, shouldn't we all be doing it? She calls herself a powerful manifester. So that's part of it. Do it. And then one thing that I've just added into my daily morning ritual is going over my written vision boards. So I keep those in my notes app. And I have 3 of them. I have 1 for money, 1 for my dream home, and 1 for my dream partner. And I read through those. And of course, I list off, I've talked a lot about this at length, but just briefly, I list off exactly what my money situation would look like very thoroughly. Like, it's really, really fun. I'm looking at it right now. I get paid at least $50,000 per month. I'm great at making money. I'm in surplus. I can work from anywhere. I have people who help me with social media and things, and they make a great living. I have a community that naturally flows, is engaged, and it is engaged. I talk for a living, but all those things. So your dream job, money situation, write it out, dream life career. And then I say, and who am I? And you list off who you are that lives that life. Like for mine says, positive thinking. I am a doer. I read a lot. I meditate daily. I believe wholeheartedly and completely. I send my newsletters. I am fit and sexy and take good care of myself. I know, you know. So you're able to list off all those things about yourself. And I'd say get deep with it too. Go keep them alive. Keep these, if you decide to do these written vision boards, keep them alive. Check in with them all the time. I think that is why I put it on my daily morning ritual. It took me 5 minutes this morning to go over them. But it keeps them breathing and alive. And that is what you want. You want something that you are giving your attention to and checking in with and feeling that aliveness and reminding yourself, oh yeah, this is who I am. This is how I'm living today. You know? I impact the world positively. I'm the type of person that gives. I make, you know, smart investments, whatever it is. List it all out. Get deep on it. And you don't have to do it right away. Let it evolve. So those are some morning rituals. I'm sure I forgot some stuff, but those are the basics of it. And I just want to invite you to check in on your morning rituals and don't be rigid on yourself. You don't need to be rigid on yourself. You don't need to be hard on yourself. You can relax into it and find what truly works and flows for you. But when you have that framework set up to set you up for a good day, you know it's there to lean on anytime. And sometimes it is literally just a matter of getting up when your alarm goes off. That is it. If you can get up then, you can do it. Boom, done. Thank you so much for being here today. I would invite you again to sign up for my newsletter. It's at amyedwards.com. And I will have one on Mondays and one on Thursdays for you. And those are fun for me. I love sending them out and love connecting. So if you ever want to reply to those and tell me what you're thinking or feeling about an episode, or even just reflect on anything that I've sent you, I see those. So I would love to hear from you. Connect with me too on social media on Instagram at Real Amy Edwards, or on TikTok. TikTok's harder, but I usually see my comments at The Magic Babe. And yeah, just super grateful that you're here. What's our affirmation for the week? I am tuned in to what makes me my best. I'm tuned in to what makes me my best. That feels good. Say it out loud if you haven't. And you know, I'd even say your visions out loud if you can. Go for it. This is beautiful. I'm so happy to connect with you. So happy you're here. Thank you. So grateful. Thank you, Alyssa. And thank you, everyone at Hot Pie. And what else do I need to say before we go? Please write a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't. And share with a friend. That's where the growth happens too. Not only for the podcast, I mean growth for you. It's when we start putting out the good stuff that we really invite more in. Truly. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, till next time.